Alola.
Hi.
Hello.
I feel like I always need to say something right after
you start
the Alola.
Why?
I don't know. Mm. I felt like it was needed because there's that silence and I don't like it.
That's the magic of editing.
Yeah, well, now you can't edit it because we just had this conversation.
I'm your host, SBJ. The non-silence allower is Irene.
Hi, again.
And no Micah.
No Micah.
Womp womp.
I mean, he tweeted about why he's out.
Again, that's his business. If he wants to openly talk about that when he comes back, or if you want to chat with him on Twitter, you're more than welcome to. We will not address it. But obviously, it was an emergency. Hope all is well. And when Micah comes back from the dead, hopefully, we'll have him back on. It's not us. It's him.
Well, literally.
So no worries there. We are going to talk specifically about the Sophocles trial and everything up and around to that point. I think where we last left off was the Cantonian.
We talked about the Cantonian gym.
Did you go back to it?
No.
Oh.
Because I got stuck after Sophocles.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yes, you're a little bit farther than I am right now.
I'm currently stuck there. And it's a mess.
Actually, because you're stuck, I don't want to spoil where you are. We'll get to that probably the next episode.
I guess. It's not really a spoiler, but...
You're stuck at Guzma.
Yes.
Big G.
Ugh.
Big G.
Okay.
Can we talk about Rotom real quick?
Rotom Dex?
Roto Loto?
Roto Lato?
I mean, Lato is in lottery, yeah, but I say Roto Loto.
I know, you say
rhymes.
Roto Loto.
It rhymes better.
It looks
Roto
like
Lato
it looks like
does
it
not
should say,
rhyme.
It looks like it should be Roto Loto because there's only one T.
Yeah.
Lotori.
Also, is it not Roto?
Yeah.
Loto.
Rotom. Roto.
Rotom. It's a Rotom lottery.
Yeah.
But Loto rhymes with Rote. It's whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, if this is the first episode of It's Super Effective you're listening to, this
episode
is,
10?
This is 11.
Episode 11?
This is 11.
First episode is episode 11?
I looked back. Well, I don't know. It might be the newest in the feed.
Okay.
This is not a normal episode of It's Super Effective. This is a mini series we're doing for Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. As soon as we're done with the series, we will return back to normal Monday episodes. But these have been coming out every day. We haven't missed a day. It's very important, I feel, not to miss a day. These are a lot shorter than last year. We're really aiming for a half hour. Last year, they were anywhere between 40 minutes to an hour 20.
Yeah, but now we're going to have a bunch of episodes.
A bunch. I did see, so I checked the SoundCloud page. Last year, we did about 12 hours worth of content.
Wow.
And it was about, I think it was 13 episodes long. So again, about an hour.
Yeah.
We're already at 11 episodes, but we're only at, I think, 4.5 hours worth of audio.
Wow.
So we're doing really good.
That's crazy. We talked a lot last year. I wonder how much was just about Team Skull.
I mean, we're talking a lot this year. It's just more manageable.
I think it's because we've already played this game, basically.
Yeah, but...
So there's only... We don't have to go through everything as in depth, I think, because it's kind of like there's that base that we didn't have before. So it was a lot more first impressions last year, and this is more of a refresher.
Memory lane?
Yeah. Going down memory lane with Roto Loto. Roto Lato.
Well, that's new. There's no memory.
I know,
there.
That's why we're going with it.
It's cool that the people playing Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon and listening to the podcast are probably the more hardcore fans.
Maybe.
I would assume. Because the third version never sells as well as the first two or the first version. On top of, you have to also not only like Pokemon, but you have to like Pokemon so much that you want to listen to a podcast of it. And then on top of that, you have to like me so much to tolerate my voice week after week. Just, it's unbearable. It's beware-able.
I have no comments.
It's stuff-able.
Why are you like this? I think your voice is fine.
It's okay. What are your overall impressions? By the way, we're going to end this episode with the Sophocles stuff. And nothing too much after. We know Guzma comes after Sophocles, but we're going to end with Sophocles. But before we get there, what's your thoughts of the Rotom Dex this time around? Because He has a lot of Loto for you.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it gives Rotom some personality, and it also gives it some stuff to do, because I know that the added features were also befriending it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just got my guidebook. I mentioned that last episode, and it's super cool. But it also mentions all of the Roto things that you can get, and then how Rotom gives you a nickname if you're good enough friends and all this other stuff, and how depending on what you do, its personality changes and stuff like that. I don't know. It's really neat.
What nickname did he give you?
I don't know. We're not friends yet.
Oh, really?
We're not good enough friends yet.
He was good enough friends with me right before Lana.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Are you not tapping him when he's sad?
I don't know. I just, whenever they're doing the thing, I notice. Whenever I notice, I tap it.
Okay.
And then every once in a while, I'll tap it, but it's fun.
So my question is, have you taken advantage of the things he gives you?
Absolutely.
He gives you, like, Rotom Catch, Rotom Boost, Rotom HP, Rotom Bargain.
There's, like, Rotom PP.
Yep.
Up or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Roto friendship thing.
Yep.
There are quite a few. Roto Boost is my best friend, though.
It works really well for
battles and for trials. Jeez Louise.
Have you tried Rotom Bargain or anything like that?
I tried Roto Bargain when I went to the Super Mega Mart.
The Thrifty Mart?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
So it was a waste of 10 minutes, but whatever. I haven't used any of the other ones, really, though.
So, if you are underleveled, which it sounds like you might be,
ugh,
and there's a bunch of trainers before Sophocles on the way to the Executor bus that you might have ignored.
I was trying to play fast, okay?
What I would do is I would turn on the Rotom Experience Boost and then battle those trainers.
I don't
trainers.
Know if I have one.
Oh, okay.
So
I feel like I have everything, like at least 2 to 4 of everything.
I really want the Roto Z power, whatever it
so
does.
So that's not an item.
I know, it happens during battle, but still.
He does that all the time for me.
Well, we're just not good enough friends. Jeez. Stop making fun of me. I'm taking it slow here.
Taking it slow. Well, you don't want to rush the friendship.
Exactly.
But overall, you like the Rotom features?
I like it a lot.
So there is a Stuffle side quest that is on the way to the Executor bus.
Same as last year.
I forget what you get, but you just got to find the Stuffles in the environment.
Man, I wish I had my book, because then I could tell you.
I can't remember.
I think it's money. It might be money, but I'm not sure.
There's also the trees that the Fearow jump out of to catch you or to attack you.
What's the other thing that jumps out?
Is it Skarmory?
Yes.
I've only been seeing Fearows, so I'm remembering that, at least in Sun and Moon, I believe it was Skarmory. We have Team Skull trying to steal the stop sign.
Yep. We're on Route 10 right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which in itself is very memorable. It's a very, I personally think it's a cute and funny scene of them like, hey, no, this is our stop sign. We're trying to take this.
They're so dumb. Like, that's all I gotta say. They're not masterminds.
No, they're not.
Clever at in any form possible, but I mean,
the lowest class of grunts that we've seen. Maybe Team Rocket's pretty low end of, you know, not being the brightest, but I think Team Skull comes in a little dumber than Team Rocket. I feel like Team Flare, Team Plasma, those grunts got it together. I feel like they know what they're doing.
Okay.
So we take the Executor bus up to, I don't remember what this mountain is called.
How Kalani? Or something?
Yeah.
It starts with an H. That's all I remember.
The only mountain I remember is also a mountain I cannot say. It's when you get to the top of this mountain.
Yeah, I don't remember what anything is called right
Lana
now.
Lanahaki Mount? It starts with an L.
Yeah.
But when you get to the top of Mountain H, you can look over and see that Mountain L. Mountain L is way bigger.
Yeah.
And that's where Kukui tells you that they're building the Elite Four.
Pokemon League.
And that finally Alola will have a champion to represent. Also mentions that you will be battling all 4 kahunas again to do the Elite Four stuff. So unlike Sun and Moon, you do not battle Moline this time.
Yeah. I didn't understand what the point of that was. Instead, we had to do that little, he was like, hey, what's up?
Oh, Kukui, yeah, I completely forgot the charge bug.
Yeah, and then, but that was when you went up and you talked to Sophocles.
Yes.
And then he was like, I need my charge bug. Yes. They're being fed. Go get them. And then I thought the whole thing was really cute, but also really weird. It's like one jabug.
It's like weird that they...
Two jar bugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was cute. It was weird that they just cut an entire battle.
Yeah, I thought it would happen after the charge bug
so
thing, but
I.
it didn't. So, I don't know. I don't know why they cut it. The whole entire thing was revamped, though,
mm-hmm.
which I liked.
Which, again, makes me believe that they must have had some private Q&A thing with people who played it and was like, what do you like? What do you not like? Because some stuff is untouched.
Yeah.
And then some stuff is really changed. Like, this was really changed. And I think this is better. Although, I just don't... Like, just let me battle Molayne. He has 3 Pokemon. They're all steel. We know he used to be a steel trial captain.
Yeah.
Let me just battle him. Give me the experience and give me the Z-Crystal. It's not that... And more importantly, give me the money.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that he just gives you the Z-Crystal, right?
He does.
Yeah.
He does just hand it to you. I think the Charger Bug stuff was cute. They made use of that field, which was pretty much empty in
last
Sun and Moon.
Year. Yeah. I keep saying last year. I really should just say in Sun and Moon.
I mean, it was last year.
Sorry.
So Sophocles' building is pretty much the same, too. I remember there being multiple hallways to Sophocles and multiple doors to go through. But there's really only, like, 2 doors
to
go through.
No, there's only the one door. You would go through...
The main lobby,
and then you would go through, and it was like C-shaped.
The C-shaped hallway.
And then you would just go straight, and he was in that room that looked like a storage closet.
Okay. I remembered like 3 C-shaped hallways in a row, and it was kind of a maze to get to him.
Well, maybe, no?
I know I'm wrong, but that's just what I misremembered. Sophocles tells you that he needs his charger bugs. You go back out, you get the charger bugs. He moves to a different room.
Yes.
Which we did the trial originally in that first room.
Yes.
But now he's in a new room. And there's a giant Vika Volt pinata, steel pinata.
Is that what you're calling it?
Well, sure. It's giant. It looks like, well, it's hanging from the ceiling on a rope.
It could be a figurine.
Okay. An action figure. A steel action figure. A Gundam.
Okay.
I don't remember what the trial game was before.
The trial was...
But the lights went out.
The lights went out and you needed to identify sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I liked this change, because immediately what I remember thinking about was, well, what happens if you're hearing impaired and you can't hear these sounds? Then how do you do this trial?
You look it up on game FAQs.
Oh, because that makes sense. So I really liked the change, and it was a fun, I'm not good at puzzles, so having to do the whole, like, that's me trying to talk about the grid thing, was fun. It was kind of annoying, but I'm not good at puzzles.
I was really worried it was going to be one of those puzzles where, like, one brick is missing, and then you gotta, like, shuffle them, because I don't know what those puzzles are called. I'm so bad at them.
I don't remember.
And
what
those I don't
are
think they're fun, but I liked the I liked
with
it
with the four buttons.
Yeah, and I've never really seen. I'm sure puzzles like that have existed, but I've never seen it where like it moves 4 things out of 9. I think that was cool
because
it's always moving the center, but you're moving around. So it's very easy to quickly get. Okay, as long as 2 of them are next to each other, it's very easy to rotate them together. I thought that puzzle was good. You have to do it 3 times. I am going to admit that it took me forever to figure out you're supposed to make
a diagonal.
Z. Because the first 2, they give you hints.
Yep.
Not that you really need them, because it's clear that once you... Well, I feel like give me a hint for the first one, and then it's very clear that the second one is just opposite. Mm-hmm. And there's also a tray there. There's 2 trays.
Yes.
So the third one... I was like, oh, do I just do line them up in the center vertically? No, that didn't work. All right, I'll line them up horizontally because then they're all like lined up. That didn't work. And then I did all left, all right, all top, all bottom.
Wow.
I did everything. And I was like, what am I missing?
Why would you not do diagonal first? Also, the way that
why
they were
would you do diagonal?
Because the way that they were tilted made it seem apparent that you needed to do it diagonally. Because the other ones were facing like horizontally, and these ones were tilted, I think, so the front was to the right.
Mm.
And so it was obvious to me that you needed to line those the fronts up so they were diagonal.
It was not obvious to me. I restarted it a couple times because you can go back to Sophocles and say, like, restart this.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I missing the pink hints of where to go?
Yeah.
Or, like, I'll reread his dialogue because I read the dialogue too fast. And that's my fault. And then I miss stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I didn't realize they said that. So this would have made it 100 times easier if I would have just read what they said.
Yeah.
And he doesn't mention anything of it. The only thing that stood out to me, he said, oh, don't worry if they're facing the wrong way. It doesn't matter. They'll still connect.
Yeah, I don't know. I did it. That was the one part that I did fine with. How did the battle go for you?
Is the easiest trial up to this point.
Man, I don't know what the deal is with me in these trials, but I'm just suffering. I'm just doing terribly. I failed the first time around. I got wrecked by Togedemaru. Just
yes, the difference here is it's Togedemaru, not
Vikavolt,
which I felt like was a real huge giveaway, seeing that there was a giant Vikavolt hanging in the room already.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was just difficult for me. I don't know. I feel like it's making me want to use my Rotom powers because I don't know what else to do.
Why not?
Yeah, but still, I don't know. It makes me doubt my team.
No,
and
I mean,
what I'm doing.
You're at a disadvantage. It's 2-1.
Yeah, but
plus
still.
They get a special boost. Like,
yeah.
I think Togedemaru's boost was defense, I think. I think it was defense up. Lurantis's was like speed up. I think Araquanid's was speed up. So they're getting their own boost.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I feel like I was having less trouble this last
time. I don't see a problem, or like, you shouldn't feel bad. And this goes for our listeners too. You shouldn't feel bad using a Rotom item when half the time the trainers are using hyper potions or full heals or whatever they decide to use. You can use it too.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's cheating though.
No.
I know you're supposed to use it, and that's the point of items.
You're not supposed to, but you can. What's the difference of using a Rotom boost or just going back out to the grass and like leveling up some more?
I don't know. One is more work. The other one takes more time and dedication.
Leveling up?
Yeah.
Not if you use a Rotom boost. Experience.
I need to get one. Apparently, I gotta tap my Rotom some more.
I don't think it's an issue.
You
could also do the thing where it's like, oh, I'm just gonna come in with all fire Pokemon because Togedemaru is steel, or I'm gonna come in all with all rock Pokemon because it's all. No, that, don't come in rock. Fighting because it's steel. Ground because it's electric. Mm-hmm. Like, you could just come in with Pokemon that
That's what I did, but I still. Like, everything just one shot me. That's what's happening. Is I'm too. Like. It'll say, oh, it's super effective, and then it'll do a minuscule amount of damage.
Yeah, it's because he has that giant boost.
And I know, but it's so frustrating.
It is.
Because
it is.
I'm just like, okay, well.
So at least the strategy for Togedemaru, which I caught on pretty quick, was Togedemaru knows Lightning Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Can't use any electric-type Pokemon. Or you can, but you can't use any electric-type moves. Otherwise, Togedemaru sucks it up. Togedemaru. And then it summons a Skarmory, which is steel, electric, steel, flying, which is weak against electric, but you can't use electric because Togedemaru will suck it up. That Skarmory knows Tailwind, which makes them both faster. So fire-type Pokemon work really well there because fire is weak against steel. But you are right, Togedemaru does hit really hard, so does Skarmory. What I found was my Magneton is steel electric. Electric moves do little to no damage to me. Steel moves do little to no damage to me. And I know other moves besides, well, I can't use my electric moves. This was the first totem battle where I didn't paralyze them because I can't paralyze them.
So even if you use the move on Skarmory,
Togedemaru still grabs it?
Yep. Okay.
So I think for the most part, they couldn't actually do damage to me and I could do a little bit more damage to them. So I eventually, I know that I knocked out the Skarmory because it was a little bit annoying. It had one move that was actually doing damage. So I knocked it out because Togedemaru couldn't do anything to me. And I can't remember what it called in next, but it was the same situation where it was all the ally Pokemon that come in always benefit the totem Pokemon in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
So like in Lurantis's, when Comfey comes out, you're just like, oh, I'll use fire against Comfey because it's grass. And it's like, well, no, it's grass fairy. So all of a sudden it resists, well, not resist fire, but fire doesn't do that much. It's like, oh, I'll use bug because it's grass, but it's like Kecleon or whatever has some advantage against, there's always an advantage. So in this case, Skarmory was the real threat to me. I can't remember what move it had, but Tailwind was also super annoying. But as soon as I took Skarmory out, whatever came in next, I was like, well, I'm taking you out right away because Togedemaru is not the threat.
I always take out totem Pokemon.
But in this game, they only summon two. So Maiko was right in the instance. They summon one right at 100%. And as soon as they drop below half, they'll summon another one. So if the totem Pokemon is not threatening you in any way, just take out the two sidekicks because you're not going to get more than two. I tested this with Lurantis my second time.
Okay.
So that's maybe a tip in the future because I imagine they're only going to get harder.
Man.
Ugh. I heard the Mimikyu one is really rough.
Great. I'm so excited.
Which I think is the next one.
Yeah, Ghost is next.
Yeah.
And then I think Dark is the grandchild.
The police guy? Yeah.
Can't
remember his name. Nanu.
Nanu.
Yes. Yeah. For me, this was one of the easiest ones to do.
I think the first one was the easiest for me.
That one was easy for me too, because I one-shotted. My Mime Jr. was the all-star. And my Mime Jr. now has Fighting EMZ with Prick Break, even though it doesn't matter.
What? I can't. Can you? You can teach it Substitute or Mimic or whatever. It's, what is it supposed to know?
Mimic?
Is that the move to evolve?
Yes. And you can only teach it to it. Well, I think it learns at level 12, and I said no. And then you can go to the move deleter, but that's right outside the Elite Four.
Oh, okay.
So Mime Jr. isn't going to evolve. Oh, I should say, did you like the trial more, though, than last time?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. I liked it a lot more.
Yeah, so did I.
Good change. So far, all the changes have been good, though, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. I did the Mallow trial again on stream, and it was much better the second time when I slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Let's do a team check real quick. Team still the same? Made any changes to it?
As of Sophocles or as of right now, which is literally like 10 minutes after Sophocles?
Yeah, right now.
Right now, I have my shiny Trumbeak. Yay. My Pikachu, my Incineroar,
okay,
just evolved. My Ribombi. My Sandygast.
Okay, Sandygast. So Sandygast isn't that great until you get to Palisand. That's so much better.
That's what I'm waiting for. It's coming. It's coming along.
Also, once you get Alolan Raichu, I think you'll be in business.
Yeah. And I'm waiting until it gets to 42, so I can...
For what?
I don't know. There's a move that you told me that I need to get.
No, just evolve it.
Okay.
It'll know... There's a team for Psychic.
I need to play. I just realized... Sorry. And then my Riolu.
Oh, Riolu.
Which needs to evolve, but it's at max affection right now, but I've only been playing during the daytime, which is nighttime, and it can only evolve during the day, so now it's nighttime, so I have to play.
Okay.
Oh,
you gotta,
man,
evolve that Riolu.
Watch, it's not gonna evolve.
Just give it some rainbow beans beforehand. You should be fine.
Okay.
Right now, in my Sun playthrough, I have Brionne, Growlithe, Mime Jr., Salandit, female one. Found it.
I got one, too.
Leafeon.
How did you get Leafeon?
We found an Eevee.
Okay.
And we took it to the lush jungle and evolved it.
Oh, okay.
And a Fomantis, which is just our catcher right now because it knows false swipe. But we're, at least for the Sun playthrough, we're aiming for to get an Alolan Graveler, get an Alolan Geodude, or not Alolan Geodude, Alolan Golem, which is rock electric, which is a real cool type.
Okay.
And I didn't use Alolan Golem the first time, so I wanted it on my team this time. Salandit's only there because I want to get Salazzle, and then I'm going to box it.
You can get Salazzle through SOS battles, too.
Yeah. It was already tough enough to get the female.
No, I know. Actually, I tried to get one, and it only took like 3 or 4 tries, and then I got her.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it took me about 10. So. 10 SOS. And then my Ultra Moon, trying to do this from memory, Decidueye, Talonflame, Magneton, almost a Magnezone, got to find an electric force field to evolve it. Poliwhirl. I dropped Finneon for Poliwhirl because I want Poliwrath because it's water fighting. So I have to...
One time you were like, forget dual types. Mer. Now look at you. You're like, ooh, rock electric. Ooh, water fighting.
Yeah, I need fighting. I dropped Zarua as well. I don't remember what I dropped it for. I can't remember what else is on my team. I have a fire something. Oh, Talonflame. I don't remember my whole team right now, but...
You remembered the other one. That's what counts.
Really, I wanted to talk about it. I had a Magneton, and he's really cool. And I have a Poliwhirl, and he's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for both of those to evolve. I'm real excited.
I'm excited for my whole team to be evolved. Because I'm waiting for a few of them.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that will wrap it up. Get well soon, Micah.
Get well soon. Use those medications.
Use those Rotom HP boosts. Get well
soon. Get some PP ups.
And because Alola is both hello and goodbye,
Alola. See, Alola.
Alola. It's Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.